Hey, it's Amy with intuitivecoachingwithamy.com, and I'm continuing my series on how to be friends with money. If you're looking for a coach, I'd love to support you. Information on my services can be found at intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. All right, where did I think I wanted to go with this? Can you tell it's late at night now? If it's late at night, it's a perfect opportunity for me to riff on some things that I've learned. What have I learned about money that I haven't already shared with you? If you believe it's going to show up, it will show up. But you have to believe. It can't be wishful thinking, which is a vibration. Wishful thinking is in the realm of hoping it'll show up. Hope it worked out, right? No. When you believe that money is going to show up, what happens is you also activate an energy within you that will do whatever it takes so it will show up. You're just, another way of saying you're prepared. So if you believe money will show up, and you'll know if you really believe money is going to show up for you, by your actions. If you're taking action and you're moving forward and you're not in a state of just kind of waiting for something to happen, you know you're in the vibration of belief, because when you're in the vibration of belief, it ignites taking action. Okay, I can do this. I can do this. And many manifestation teachers teach it as, you start to get divine inspiration. But because I'm an intuitive and I've been an intuitive my whole life, I don't see it as all separate, but it is, in fact, a reality. The way they describe it is true. But I don't experience it in that way. I do, but I've never looked at it in those terms. But in fact, if you believe it's going to show up, you will get all these inspirations and insights, and you will know when you want to take action, and you'll do it full out. And it's not like you're pushing yourself, and you feel good about what you're up to, even if it requires work, and even if it requires diligence, and even if it requires your diligent effort, I should say. You just will, and you'll know. You'll know if you're in wishful thinking, because wishful thinking comes with some nervousness, like, I hope. Cross my fingers. Well, in your crossing your fingers and your toes and your eyes, you're not moving. So if you're moving, it's because you believe it's going to show up. That's the best way I can describe it to you. So how do you go from wishful thinking to believing? I love how have I gone from wishful thinking to believing? I think the first thing is recognizing when I'm in wishful thinking. I'm usually in very adamant denial of that. Like, no, it's totally going to manifest. But I know now. Like, I've been around the block enough in that regard where things didn't manifest. And I realized in retrospect and in analyzing why it didn't show up, it was because I was in wishful thinking. I was hoping. It's not a strong enough vibration. But when I'm in believing, it's so peaceful. I know. It's not like, I hope that sells. No, I know it's going to sell. I know money's there for me. And I stay rooted and grounded in that belief. And I act in accordance with that belief. Whereas like, yeah, hopeful, wishful thing, it's awareness. That's how you know. If you're curled up in a ball saying, please, 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 God, that's probably wishful thinking. If you are in the state of the vibration where money will actually manifest into form, you are peaceful. You are moving in the direction of your dreams. You're getting ideas. You're getting inspirations. You're trusting that it's going to show up. And the way you are exercising your faith is with your works. And it's very automatic. So that's why when I say to you, like the way manifestation teachers teach it, that you get inspired action, built in, if you're in faith, you will be taking action. So that's why I don't see it that way, but it does work the way they say it. It does. It's just that what I found is that it's automatic. When I'm in faith, I move in the direction of it, and I keep moving in the direction of it until it shows up. Whereas if I'm in wishful thinking, I can run around and do a lot of different things, but it's still wishful thinking. Or I can curl up in a ball, and it's still wishful thinking. It's a different vibration. Hope and knowing and believing, those are all very different energetically. Hope gets you going. Hope is, you know, I have a card deck where they have a wishful thinking card. And one of the ways she wrote, the card creator wrote it, was that, like, it's a good start. I don't think it's even a good start anymore. I would say if I, right now, if I found myself in wishful thinking, I would start preparing for a reality where it didn't work so that I could still feel good. So, okay. You know, that may not manifest the way I thought, but let's put some things in place so I still feel good. And that can move you. Back in the day, I used to call that detachment. And that energy shift can put you in the state of believing. It can open the door so something miraculous can happen. But what you're doing in that process is you're alleviating the negative emotional charge of it not working out, because you're addressing that, I'm in a state where this could potentially not work out. How do I want to address this? Now, with that being said, usually when I'm in that state of wishful thinking, the last thing I'm thinking about is wanting to proactively deal with the reality of it could not work out. I you know, I'm a human being and I go into denial about it, and I think a lot of humans do. And so, that would be one where I would say, take a break to the best of your ability. Try not to think about your stress and strain around money, and see if you can start to shift your energy so that you can see a way in which you can get to a place of relief, however way that might work. And it might be acknowledging, okay, it's probably not going to manifest. What am I going to do as a result? And in that process, in that being willing to look at your situation head on, it opens the door for something to come through. And if I'm finding I don't want to do shit and I'm just wanting to sit in a ball, that means that, girl, get ready. but even that, it can be a learning experience. I don't have to feel terrible forever. You know, I had something recently not manifest the way I wanted it to. And I just said, I feel disappointed, and okay, I'm going to mourn this, and then I got to be back on the horse tomorrow, right? And so what I did was I cut out the wallowing. Wallowing doesn't serve us well. Yes, I feel all your feelings. Grieve if you need to grieve. Work through if you need to work through, and then get moving. Get moving. Set a bigger goal, whatever it might be. Yeah, so that's how I deal with that. All right, this is my show on how to be friends with money. Money gets to be your ally and your resource and your support. And it's not trying to deliberately work against you. It's drawn to a vibe, and that vibe is cool, calm, and collected. And if you're struggling to get to that state, really take time to look at why. Look at why. You know, and then incrementally, and I say do it incrementally because it's so charged, right? Like, it's not showing up because you are holding some type of energy around it. So you're going to have to really teach yourself to shift out of that energy. You've probably been holding that way of being around money for some time. And so just be kind to yourself and say, there has to be another way. And I'm willing to figure it out. I'm willing to be all in. I'm willing to be with myself through this time. And I recognize nobody can solve it but me. You know, it might be a time where you are journaling a lot and releasing a lot and taking action and exploring options. And all of that works. God will cover you during that time while you're figuring it out, as long as you're figuring it out. You know, if you're just curling up in a ball and whining, I can tell you from experience, that does not lead to money manifestation. If you're scrambling and in desperation, that doesn't lead to money manifestation. You have to move out of desperation. And you can move out of desperation by just deciding, you know what? I get it. I'm feeling desperate right now. I don't have to. And Amy told me, remember me saying this to you, there is a way. There is a way. And even in this challenge, there is a way for me to triumph, whatever it might be, and focus on the blessing in it. It could be that the money doesn't manifest, but you learn a lesson that sets you up so then money always manifests going forward. But the only way you're going to get that lesson is you being all in. If you go into woe is me, bury my head in my sand, life's against me, yeah, you're just going to hold yourself up. But I get it. Sometimes we need to hold ourselves up. Sometimes we need to get really fucking sick of ourselves to finally make some changes. I want to encourage you to not have to get to that place, but I've been there many times. And those are the times when I make a change and commit to making. That's how I learned to save. Because I was like, this is nutso, Amy. You don't like feeling this way. Let's figure it out. And so then when money did manifest, I consciously started putting it away. Or I started to see my situation differently, or my productivity differently. And with each step, I got stronger and stronger and stronger. Okay. That's my show on how to be friends with money. I look forward to connecting with you on the next podcast. I think I'll talk about some woo-woo stuff on the next podcast. All right. I love you. If you're looking for a coach, I'd love to support you. Information on my services can be found at intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. Take care of yourself. Thank you for listening.